As the former governor of Texas prepares for his move to the White House, commentator Austin Bay recalls the hometown he and George W. Bush share, the small Texas oil town of Midland. Bay says there's still a lot of Midland in President-elect Bush.
The Cub Scout hike. It's 1959, and we're 5 miles north of Midland, Texas, dropped at the intersection of a dirt road and a two-lane highway, a desolate, dry, and flat plain, with stands of mesquite, strings of old barbed wire, a windmill in the direction of a distant ranch house. I wore a cowboy hat, my mobile circle of shade under the hot Texas sun. As we walked toward town, coaxed by a half dozen fathers, one of the other scouts pointed toward a stand of mesquite. The line is as close to Tom Sawyer as anything I ever heard in childhood. My dad told me they're Indian bones that way. In a mound, he said, with appropriate fright and fascination. A half mile later, we hiked past a nest of petroleum pipelines, the big silver pipes, new aluminum glitter in the sun. And after that, Wall Street. Well, sort of Wall Street. Rising from the ranch land, skyscrapers, Midland's skyline dominated by the 22-story Wilco building. My dad had an office there, along with, it seemed, several thousand other geologists. Midland in the 1950s and 1960s was a leap and a stretch. Cowboys and corporations, windmills and skyscrapers. There was energy, the energy of oil, the energy of personal expectation and possibility. One day Roy Orbison and the Wink Westerners are on KMID-TV playing cowboy music. Give the guy 3 or 4 years and Pretty Woman makes him a megastar. When President George W. Bush says Midland's dynamic sense of opportunity fundamentally shaped his view of life, believe him. Midland encouraged personal initiative and applied imagination. The tough land, however, also tempered the imagination. The Great Texas Drought of the 1950s hit Midland hard. During the drought, the only clouds you saw bore dust. I honestly believed I lived on a planet where the sky was perfect blue, but land beyond the reach of the garden hose had been colored by a god whose choice of Crayolas was limited to bleach tan and brown. The drought's lesson was harsh. There are aspects of life you can't control. Sometimes you'll get beat, and success requires perseverance. Midland was Texas boom and bust in microcosm. When domestic drilling flourished, Eldorado Cadillacs sprouted longhorns, the energetic hustle beneath the high sky inescapable. When oil flopped, Midland felt like a ghost town of used Chevys. The Midland of great risks and opportunities, tough lessons from failure, the guts to get up and do it again after you've taken the hard fall, that was the Midland that marked George W. W.'s enthusiasm for achievement is a cultural stamp of that community. Midland bred an attitude. Failure isn't a final condition. You're only whipped when you think you're whipped. It's a shame Bush's harsh partisan critics, who so often accuse him of having privileges handed to him on a platter, give the Midland background little due. I suspect if they'd visited Midland in 1955, they'd have only seen desert and drought. Social and economic inequity instead of social and economic mobility. They'd have completely missed the human dynamism, drive, and hope, their deadening cynicism a self-imposed ceiling on the high blue sky. W is going to direct a striving, dynamic administration, and his critics are in for a Texas-sized surprise.
The comments of Austin Bay, a nationally syndicated foreign affairs columnist for the San Antonio Express News.